Dr. Muhammad, dictating the patient last name is Burrell, B-U-R-R-E-L-L, first name Laricia, I believe, L-E-R-E-A-T-H-A. Date of birth is 03/21/1974. Date of service is January 25th, 2013. This is a cardiology follow-up clinic note period. Can you please cut and paste the referring physician from the previous note? We have a graph. History of brain illness. This is a 38-year-old woman with no significant past medical history. She came to the clinic a few weeks ago complaining of a chest pain and a stress testing. And she's here for a follow-up. The patient currently is complaining of chest pain. No shortness of breath, no lightheadedness, no dizziness, no syncopation, no presyncopation, no nausea, no vomiting, no diarrhea. You have a graph, past medical history, none. You have a graph, current medication. The patient is not taking any medication. You have a graph, physical exam. You have a graph, vital sign, blood pressure, 119/78, pulse 76. Patient weighs 198 pounds, 5 feet and 10 inches tall. Patient is allergic at time 3, not acute distress, neck exam, no JVD, no cardiac BUN, no thyromegaly. Heart exam, no MS1, no MS2, no murmur, additional heart sound. Abdomen exam, subfloor and tender, lower extremity exam, no PDID, when pedal basal palpable bilaterally. Neurograph diagnostic testing, neurograph ECG, non-traditional normal sinus rhythm, no ischemic EKG changes. However, there is early repolarization in the precordial lead. Neurograph stress test done on January 7, 2013, showed normal myocardial perfusion. Left ventricular ejection fraction was 61% period. Neurograph echocardiogram done around the same time show normal left ventricular ejection fraction, EF about 60% period. Neurograph assessment and plan. Neurograph number one, chest pain. The patient no longer has chest pain, and she had a normal stress and echocardiogram. Number next, hypertension. The patient no longer has high blood pressure. Number next, palpitation. Patient likely had PVCs or PSCs. End of the question for this patient.